Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Will, welcome back to the hot seat on the Business of Beverages, a shot of Quizette.
So, I am loving this. This is the highlight of my week.
Of course it is. You're winning. Winning impressively. My only goal now is to try and stay within some sort of touching distance. Or change the rules that I get any points that you don't get when I ask the questions.
I don't like where this is going.
Look, the VAR is on standby to check to see if there's any dodgy dealings going on. But Will, are you ready to strap in and go for 5 points?
Give me a shot of.
Okay, Will. This is the oldest known spirit in the world, with records dating back to 4800 BC in China.
Oh. There's a Chinese spirit, which... Now, the term spirit is debatable, because the whole, you know, distillation being always accredited to the Arab Peninsula, or the Arabian Peninsula, rather, sometime in the, you know, Dark Ages. Okay, sorry, I'm waffling. I think, is it Baijiu?
It's a very, very, very good guess, but it is wrong.
Sugar. Okay.
Okay, but you know, that was a tough one. That was a very tough clue. Didn't give much away.
Yeah.
The next one might set it up for you a little bit better. It is incredibly rude to pour your own glass of this beverage, that you should always have the other person pour it for you, and you should pour it for the other person as a symbol of your friendship.
Sake.
Exactly. Four points. Well done. Exactly.
Oh, very good. I was torn between Baijiu and sake for the first guess, but I thought Baijiu was older. I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing Baijiu correctly.
Yes, and sake was originally Chinese and then found bigger popularity in Japan when it travelled over.
I also was slightly thrown by spirit because many would argue that sake is really a strong rice wine.
Well, Will, the next clue would have been that it is often thought of as a wine, but is actually closer to beer.
So definitely not a spirit then.
Definitely not a spirit. No.
Thanks for including that in the clue then.
It is brewed rather than distilled.
Oh, okay.
It can be served hot or cold with 11 different temperature categories, ranging from 55 degrees Celsius to minus 10.
I knew some of that. I didn't know it was 11 precisely. I did attend a sake tasting an event in Dublin many years ago when it was my first experience. I had to do a minor presentation as part of it, which I can't remember why. It was my first ever experience of somebody translating what I said simultaneously to an audience which is mixed of both Irish and Japanese people. It's the weirdest thing.
You're probably sitting there thinking, do you know what, someday this knowledge that I'm getting on sake will come in useful in a quiz on a podcast where I can take my points total to 10. So you're starting to stretch it out a bit, Will.
Well, you do have a game in hand, so let's see how we get on in the next A Shot Of. Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod. Sorry, I'm getting into this now. It's great.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.